Please pray with me. God, may the meditation of our minds and our hearts and the words of my mouth be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. Amen. So life is full of a series of moments. Most of the moments that we experience throughout our life can become very routine or even mundane. Stumbling through your early morning routine to get out of the house on time, checking off your to-do list, or deciding what you have to make for supper again tonight. There have been a lot of moments that have happened in your lifetime that you may not even recall because you were just going through the motions and those experiences didn't hold a real special meaning. And then there are those moments that happen in a split second and change your life. The moment you go from being a teenager relying on someone else for a ride to that moment you're handed the driver's license and you can get in the car and turn that key in the ignition and have freedom. The moment you're walking down the aisle as a single person and in a moment you leave that sanctuary married and committed to another person. The moment that you're a couple of two and that baby is born or that paperwork is signed on the adoption and all of a sudden you're a family of three. That paralyzing moment where you walk in as a healthy person and hear a doctor say that you have cancer. That moment you go from hearing the heartbeat of someone you love to not hearing it anymore. Life can change in just a moment. This morning, we hear again, or maybe for the first time, the story of Jesus' transfiguration on the mountain. Life changing in a moment for the friends of Jesus, for Peter and James and John. They witness Jesus being transfigured before them, dazzling in white, and they are in awe. Today is the last Sunday of Epiphany. It's also called Transfiguration Sunday. Epiphany means the appearance of, or the revelation of, or sudden insight. Epiphany is a season of light. It's about seeing the light, seeing things we haven't seen before, or seeing things that we have seen before in a new way. And that's exactly what happened to the friends of Jesus. They want to preserve that moment. They want to remember how it felt and what they saw and what they experienced up on that mountain forever because they felt like they were seeing Jesus for someone different for the very first time. Now, we know Jesus did not suddenly light up and become something that he had not ever been before. No, it was Peter and James and John who had a moment where their eyes were open to something new and they were able to see Jesus in a new way. Their ears were open to hearing a voice that had been speaking all along and their hearts were ready for healing. This transfiguration story is just as much about all of them as it is about Jesus. But everyday life can be like this, right? We have these moments, these brief seconds where we think, wow, that person has really changed, or that situation is really different. And then upon further digging or searching in your soul, you come to realize more often than not, it's not that person that has changed or the world around us that has changed, but it's us who has been changing or is changed. It's safe to say that every one of us has experienced a real sense of personal growth at some point in their life. And it's safe to say also it didn't happen because you had a friend standing before you glowing in a light like the friends of Jesus. Or because you had a new sense of freedom, or a marriage, or a baby, or a health diagnosis, or a death that turned you closer to God. It's about looking for the ways in your everyday life where God's goodness and presence is all around you. Through the encouragement of a friend, through a good laugh, from when you see the first flower of spring open its petals, or a moment of much needed silence in the midst of a very busy day. Jesus, Peter, James, and John came back down the mountain. They had to. They didn't want to, but they knew they couldn't revel in that moment forever. But they didn't leave that experience up on the mountaintop. They took it with them. It was this experience that they shared with Jesus in a way that they'd never seen before that would carry them through the dark days to come. Often we may live in our moments, the good and the bad. It may be unintentionally because it's safe there. It may be intentionally because moving beyond it takes too much of a risk. Life never being as good as it was in that moment, that mountaintop experience, or because moving beyond it causes too much emotion or pain. This afternoon, many of us will watch the Super Bowl game on TV. Or if we're not watching the game, maybe we watch for the commercials or the halftime show. Or if you're like me, you're only in this whole thing for the snacks. But even if you're not a football fan, you would likely know that today is the Super Bowl. Yes, because during Sunday school, we did our annual tying of the blankets where we had many people show up this morning, ages 2 to much older than 2, doing something together to donate these to Access and doing something for our community. Or yes, you know it's the Super Bowl because once again, our youth are banging on their soup kettles, collecting money for food at first. But also, you likely know it's Super Bowl Sunday because the Super Bowl seems to consume our society at this time of the year. I think about the many players that have practiced and dreamed and played so hard to make it to this pinnacle of athletic superior, to get that Super Bowl ring. But one team will lose tonight, and one team will win. Someone will have their moment tonight, and someone will leave discouraged and angry and heartbroken. Win or lose, it's my prayer that none of these men will let whatever happens in tonight's game define them, to define their career, to overshadow all the athleticism that they've shown so far, their determination, and their career this far. That they wouldn't let this one game define who they are as a person, being a Super Bowl champion versus just being a human being like every single one of us. Now, to switch gears, I was thinking a lot this week about the book Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. And the character in that book, Miss Havisham, a woman who stood at the altar on her wedding day only to not have a groom come. And she lived the rest of her life in her dark house, never removing her wedding gown, living with the clock stopped at the time she learned her fiancé wouldn't show up, never being able to move away from that painful moment. And although these are two very extreme examples, it's clear how our moments of heartbreak or humiliation, ego or money, a deep sense of loss or sadness, chronic pain, pride, anxiety, or depression can consume us and block us from being able to see with the eyes like James and John and Peter, or to be exposed to learning something new, to think about how we might grow or feel something other than that intense moment of that first moment, and to discover where the grace might be somewhere in every situation. As we prepare for Lent this Wednesday, our journey of Lent will start right here in this sanctuary with a worship service at 7 o'clock p.m. with our friends from First United Methodist and First Christian here. We prepare for an intentional time of reflection and searching. You know, what's the purpose of my life? What does it all mean? Where is God in the midst of what I'm going through right now? Lent is a really hard time, but life is really hard. And part of the journey of Lent is to find those places within ourselves that are cracked and need healing. It's about asking God to come into those places that hurt the most or maybe the most unfamiliar to you. It might be about taking a risk or doing something uncomfortable. It may simply be learning how to trust. Trust that healing is possible. Trust that love and grace are here, waiting to be received among your pain. All of our life experiences have shaped us and changed us into the people we are today. Maybe you are hanging on to something that you don't want to carry anymore. It can be really powerful to be able to bless that experience for the way it changed you, in ways you didn't expect, in ways you didn't enjoy, but has now given you the strength to be able to say, I can release this. And maybe that's where you want to be and you're not there just yet. Bring all of that with you as we begin our time of Lent together. Bring your fear, bring your doubts, bring your pain, your joy, your uncertainty. Bring your vulnerable self here to worship. This is a space where all of that is welcome, where we can come and be in community together. We continue to be transfigured people. We live in a transfigured world. So we're going to continue to be changed and sustained, discouraged and encouraged, and guided in the future. But this is a place where you can come for sanctuary. This is a place where you can come exactly as you are and be welcome. Amen.